Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The yeas are 65, the nays are 33.
Will the president accept this decision as legitimate, even if he disagrees with it?
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West.
What are they? He said the ultimate state of the election. He said, you know, don't deliver. And we didn't.
What we're trying to do is to deal with an acute problem right now.
Maybe it could be about 0.2% effect on inflation.
The Fed, I think, underestimated actual inflation.
Shocking. Absolutely shocking.
That one clip from New York Mayor Adams regarding the Supreme Court ruling of the concealed carry unconstitutional laws that were already in New York City. He says, we can't allow this to become the Wild Wild West. I would have loved it if he would have tried to work in as many Will Smith songs as he could in that sentence. That we're just not jiggy with it here in New York City, because in the summertime, I don't know what else you can pop in there. That's the only ones I know by Will Smith. But it would
don't
have been a nice
make this
homage.
Like Miami.
Don't.
Don't trust the men in black.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh boy, that could be looked at as racist. So please, you got to stay away from that. I'm looking at some of the different songs. Will Smith apparently has a full catalog of songs I don't know. If he would have really worked in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, though, you know, I was West Philadelphia, born and raised. Something
DJ Jazzy Jeff, that would have been even better.
Yeah. And then play that behind Mayor Adams as they're talking about the Supreme Court ruling. Oh, boy. And some people pointed out, because of Justice Clarence Thomas, who, I mean, wrote very true words when defending the Second Amendment, saying that you shouldn't have to petition your government for one of your rights. They shouldn't have to decide if you need your right or not. That's not how it works. And it's they wanted to point out they put that in place first before the abortion ruling, which could be coming down today. And there's even people anticipating there's rioting that could happen, violence this weekend, as pro-abortion advocates would get angry enough at the Supreme Court that they would take it to the streets and use it as an opportunity to destroy a city or two or three or who knows how many. We just hope that's not the case. But this morning, about 9 o'clock Central, we're expected to get more from the Supreme Court, which could be that abortion case. And we already got the leaked decision, and it goes to show that the pro-life advocates will be very happy with that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox, Ryan Recker Radio, if you want to look us up on Facebook. A couple of things I wanted to get to. There was one campaign ad in South Carolina. Joe Cunningham put this ad together. And I got to tell you, it seems like a pretty good bipartisan ad. No matter who you are, I think you look at some of our elected officials and you look at them and the amount of time they've served. And when they get up there to the point where it doesn't look like they know what they're doing anymore, I mean, physically and mentally, then maybe it's time for them to step aside. Joe Cunningham put this ad out there that I think a lot of us can relate to. Let's clip 13.
Airline pilots are forced to retire at age 65. Federal law enforcement officers, 57.
Judges here in South Carolina, 72.
What?
Have you ever noticed that politicians hardly ever retire? Our country and our state are being run by a geriatric oligarchy. The folks who are making a career out of politics are making a mess of our country. That's why it's time to put term limits and age limits on politicians.
Geriatric oligarchy. Oh, yeah. Well, you look at President Biden. Whew. There was Geraldo Rivera, who's roughly the same age as Joe Biden. And Geraldo's like, I'm a young old guy. Joe Biden's an old, old guy. He wouldn't be wrong with that either. Talking about young guys, there's this new show on Netflix called Snowflake Mountain. We talked about this earlier. I still can't get over the idea of the show, Snowflake Mountain. Can we play the trailer for that on Netflix? I wonder.
I need my
this.
Foundation. I need my lip gloss. I need my highlight and my contour.
Snowflake. Oh, which, by the way, can you pause that? That's an actual audio clip of Sue Thomas in the morning, right before she goes on for her first traffic report. Okay, go ahead.
Wow.
Contour.
What? That was a joke.
Snowflake. A young person who's considered overly emotional. Easily offended.
You guys, this is not okay.
And dramatic.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
There's a heap of young adults who can't even unload a dishwasher, let alone hold down a job. And these 10 snowflakes families have reached their breaking point. So they've tricked their giant babies into traveling far, far away to make
them grow the hell up. They look at their kids. They're like, you're so soft. You're babies still. You're millennial babies. We're kicking you out of the house. You're going to the wilderness, and they're going to teach you a thing or two. And now it's going to be documented on Netflix.
Ryan,
I don't care if it's real or not.
Yeah. The way some people are reading this is that Netflix is doubling down on content for the anti-woke crowd. Because they've come to the defense of Chappelle and Gervais, and now this coming out, that's what they're calling it.
Yep. So soon, ex-Twitter employees will be on the show, Snowflake Mountain or whatever it may be. Joining us now from the
I was born in the South. Welcome to the jungle.
He covers security and foreign policy for the Heritage Foundation. Jim Carafano, welcome back to 97.1.
Hey, Ryan, did you pitch for the Cardinals in the 90s? It sounds like a pitcher.
Ryan
Rucker heading to the mound.
It would be good.
Right?
No, I'm terrible at baseball.
Innate physical skill, though?
I can jump real high for my height. I got that going for me. That's about the only thing I got going physically, though, honestly.
Okay.
You wouldn't see me pitching for the Cardinals. I did wear a lot of hockey jerseys, though. So, the guy that wears the jersey to the game.
Yeah, but they're Detroit jerseys, so.
Yeah, I'm a Detroit guy, so.
Hockey is a sport, right?
Hey, where are we? By the way, we haven't been covering much in the way of foreign policy here in the United States. We've just been so hyper-focused on what's going on here, which is probably not the worst thing in the world. In fact, we probably paid a lot of attention in places around the world when we should have been paying more attention to things that are right here in our own country. So can I ask you an update on a few things? Because sometimes, like, North Korea gets swept under the rug. I heard they were still testing missiles, things like that. What's going on in the world right now? Things that may be threats that we're not talking about.
Yeah, I think that's a great question. We'll say, though, but your instincts are exactly right. We are never going to be strong in the world unless we are strong at home. So if we don't solve inflation and energy and secure elections and deal with crime and secure our border and get illegal immigration under control, we're not going to be able to do anything. So the fact that Americans are laser focused on those issues, good for them. But you're right. You're just like in baseball. You don't get to just play home games as much as people would like to do that. So North Korea is a good place to start. I'm in the camp that really believes that if Trump had had a second term, the North Koreans would have cut a deal with Trump because they would have known that it was the best they could get. And people just really saw Trump as a stonewall, which just would not move on these things. But they didn't. They see Biden, he is very weak. And so what they've been doing, predictably, is testing them. And what we have, though, is a very strong new conservative South Korean president. And recently, when the North Koreans fired 8 missile tests as a very provocative act, the response, mostly I would say at the assistance of the South Koreans, was the United States and South Korea fired 8 missile tests, which I thought was a very strong signal that, you know, you may not want to talk, but we are going to focus on deterrence of the North Korean threat. I think that adds stability to that region. I think that's great. I think there's less to the Taiwan story right now than people make. I think absolutely China wants to reabsorb Taiwan. We don't really see any evidence that, you know, now is the time that they're going to start World War III. But I think a lot of people are confused about why we care about Taiwan, and they talk about chips and democracy. But the reality is Taiwan is the key island in what we call the first island chain. And if you control from Taiwan to the South China Seas, essentially, you control the entire coast of Asia. And if China controlled Taiwan, essentially the United States wouldn't be an Asian power. We would essentially be blocked. I mean, you could forget about our alliances with Korea and Japan because we couldn't reach them. So the independence of Taiwan is actually a national security issue for the United States. I think we have hit Ukraine fatigue, and a lot of people are, you know, worried about that, but or unfocused on that. But the reality is, and the war, I think the war is in a chronic phase. I don't think the Russians have the combat power to take the country. I do believe the Ukrainians have and will continue to have the combat power to fight to defend their country. They're not going to be able to take it all back. It's not going away. But like I said, I think it's important to stop Russia from destabilizing Europe, which of Russia and both China's goal. Continuing to support the self-defense of Ukraine is important. I think our president's been fairly incompetent in how he's managed that and everything from his leadership to the supplemental bill. But the importance of helping Ukraine self-defense, that doesn't go away. To me, the two big issues that people are not focused on are the Middle East and Latin America. And the Middle East, because this administration has been myopically focused on the Iran deal, which is going nowhere, and at the expense of ignoring that the rest of the region is suffering from Iran's aggression. And, you know, we talk a lot about the food crisis and everything as a result of the Ukraine and energy shortages. And that's really starting to manifest itself in the Middle East, where prices are going up pretty quickly. And that's a region which has a lot of poverty and a lot of subsistence living. So a food crisis in the Middle East could be a real problem. But this is the thing where Donald Trump was such a genius, because what he was pushing for was the normalization between the Arab states and Israel. And what that would do is it would allow them to better work together politically, economically, and security things to deal with issues like this food crisis. I just think the administration, by ignoring the region, is really asking for it. And then the last thing is Latin America. I don't know if anybody's paying attention to Latin America, but we are seeing government after government fall to leftist regimes that are never going to want to give control back to the democracy. They're pro-Cuba, pro-Venezuela, pro-Russia, pro-China. We are losing our own backyard. The administration immigration and borders policy has absolutely exacerbated and made everything worse. And the administration has no real plan to deal with this. They had the Summit of the Americas. A third of the people didn't show up. A third of the people, the other two thirds, were angry that they were there. And there was really nothing in it for them. Basically, the Biden administration, you know, gave this woke agenda that they said, well, it's just nothing for Latin America. You're not really helping us here. And everybody kind of went away angry, our friends and our enemies. So that's kind of where we are in the world today. Wow. You know, look, I mean, just sum it up this way is in every area where Biden has demonstrably broken from Trump's policies, we are way worse off than we were before.
Wow. I think that's a good one. Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation. I want to give you probably the two top excuses from President Biden's administration right now, the situation we're in when it comes to inflation, when we're coming into high gas prices, things like that. Here's their two, what they believe is their two defenses. Number one, everyone in the world is facing inflation right now. It's not just the United States. So to show you that it's not Joe Biden, if it was just Joe Biden, it would just be the United States. So since everyone's facing it, it's not Joe Biden. The other defense for high gas prices is Vladimir Putin. What can you do? You know, you either support Ukraine or you have high gas prices. You got to pick one or the other. And so these are their two defenses. What do you think of those?
Well, let's start with the second one, which I think is particularly cowardly and despicable, which is essentially to say to the Ukrainians are fighting and dying, and using them as an excuse for your net policies, I just think is the ultimate in cowardice. I mean, look, the reality is global demand for oil and gas was outstripping global supply every quarter that Biden was president of the United States since the day he came into office. And knowing that, and that we were already on the path to global shortages, and knowing there was likely going to be a crisis in Ukraine, it was like he had literally 2 years to get ready for this. And how did he spend these 2 years? Shutting down Keystone XL, going after oil and gas companies, doing everything possible to restrict investments in fossil fuels, nuclear. So he created the crisis. So it's just a lie to say that the global energy crisis is because of Putin. It's because of Joe Biden and his energy policies. And on inflation, I mean, a lot of people have already pointed out there are a number of countries who already have inflation rates that are way higher than the higher than the United States. And if you look at inflation again, the U.S. economy is one of the largest drivers in global economics. And when you have driving inflation in the United States, it impacts the rest of the world. Don't be an idiot. Just go back and look at the global economy when Lyndon Johnson was president, or Jimmy Carter, and his stagflation. The rest of the world wasn't running around prospering when they were tanking the American economy. The rest of the world was feeling the aftershocks of what we're doing to our own economy. So, is there anything in the world that's gone wrong that isn't Joe Biden's fault? And the answer is, I don't know, because I haven't been every place in the world. But every place in the world I've been, it has been Joe Biden's fault.
You do a lot of traveling abroad?
I do. Matter of fact, I'm leaving this weekend. So when I talk to Mark, if he's back next week, I'm going to actually do it from Madrid, where they're having the NATO summit. So, I think that's just part of being credible. I mean, if you're not going and talking to people in the places where they live and talking to the people who are doing stuff, how can you go on the radio and say, oh, well, let me tell you about this or tell you about that? I mean, I just think that we owe it to the people that we're trying to provide information to and to share ideas with, that we've done our homework. And you can't do your homework by sitting in an office in Washington, D.C. You certainly cannot do it by strolling on a beach in Delaware.
Yeah, no kidding. Every weekend. So when President Trump was in office, the one thing they pointed out was, oh, he's an embarrassment on the national stage. America's being laughed at by every other country. What do you think other countries and their people are saying about Joe Biden?
Having been around the world a lot, when they would say that about Trump in public, and it was a very different message in private. In private, they would say, look, we know this guy's strong. And you know what? We agree with him. We can't say that in public because, in public we're saying he's a buffoon, so we can't go out in public and say, oh, we actually agree with Trump. But the reality is people feared and respected Trump. Serious people that made decisions. That's just true. That is not true for Joe Biden. If people say nice things about Joe Biden in public, it's because they feel compelled to do that, not because they believe it. I have not been in one country or talked to one government official who said, oh, yeah, this guy's great, with the exception of, I don't want to name names, but like in Germany where they say, oh, we love Biden because, he thinks exactly like we do. And everybody else, like if you're the Poles or the Hungarians or everybody, you say, well, that's the problem. He's weak. And if he's just encouraging you to be weak, that's not a good thing.
In Germany, maybe some of them can tip off the Biden administration how their move to alternate energy worked out. Because ultimately, in the end, it was a huge failure for them and a huge costly mistake. Yeah. Maybe they can get a tip off.
The one thing that, look, I will, you cannot find a German who won't admit that their Russia policy was an abject failure.
Yeah.
We were wrong. You never heard Barack Obama say, oh, my God, that Russian reset thing that was stupid. I made a huge mistake. But Germans will tell you to their face that our Russian reset was a stupid idea. And we screwed that up. And the climate thing and energy thing is a little more difficult for them because they've so wedded their publics to this idea of climate change, green, and wokeness and all that. In private, they know that the green agenda is a political agenda. They know it doesn't work. They know it can't get to net zero emissions. They know it, that you cannot transform to an electrical grid.
It's a tough get. We got to run. From the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, Jim Carafano, thank you so much for coming on to 97.1 here in St. Louis. Have safe travels.
Yeah, give my best to the Cardinals.
We will. They need it. Thanks, Jim. We'll see you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A lot going on with the Supreme Court as of late. Some big decisions released yesterday. And even bigger ones potentially today with that abortion case that's on the docket. And we've already seen a sneak preview of that decision. But going back to the big one that was released yesterday, the concealed carry in New York. And the question was, do you have the right to carry arms outside of your own home, essentially, without the government asking you to justify your Second Amendment rights? And the answer is yes, you are allowed outside of your home to do this. And this was a huge win for Second Amendment advocates. Mayor Adams of New York City, not too much of a fan. This is clip 10.
We cannot allow New York to become the Wild Wild West. That is unacceptable. This decision is created. We will not allow our city to live in fear that everyone around us is armed and that any altercation could evolve into a shootout. We will not allow the men and women of the police department to be subjected to further danger, making their already difficult jobs even more harrowing.
And joining us now to discuss the big Supreme Court announcement decision yesterday, Mark Walters, a host of Armed American Radio and the Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Thank you for coming back on this week, Mark.
Hey, Ryan, thanks for having me back. Good morning, and good morning, St. Louis. Eric Adams needs to go sit in a corner and be quiet and lick his wounds. He lost.
This was a big case. In fact, it's a very good case to point out that, hey, states, take note. You don't have the authority to have people have to come and beg you for their Second Amendment rights. It shouldn't be done like that.
What's interesting, Ryan, is that clip that you played from Eric Adams. Listen to how he's perverted the Constitution and how he has twisted what he believes rights are and what they mean. To him, everything you heard is government regulation, government regulation. The government has to do this, when in reality, the Constitution is designed to limit government regulation, intrusion, and interference in our lives. Everything that he's talked about has been the law of the land in virtually every state in the nation, save for maybe five or six, and everything that they've predicted, which he predicted, has failed to come true. New York City is simply catching up. I got words for Eric Adams. All the criminals in New York are already carrying guns, sir. That's why your crime rate's going through the roof. Law-abiding citizens are not your problem. Crime is. Get a handle on it. And by the way, go back and sit in the corner and lick your wounds. You lost. So did your governor.
Yeah, it's 100% true in the sense that the crime and the problems that we see in these major areas, they're not necessarily thinking to themselves, oh, boy, I better do this legally. It never happens that way. And in New York City, you're right. You're worried about turning your neighbor into thinking that you are going to attack them. You know, you as a law-abiding citizen is a dangerous thing. Like, you, do you purposely want to make everyone afraid of each other when you, that's so unnecessary in a case like this?
Yeah, and the Democrats are good at that. But again, we have history on our side. We have records from every state that has enacted permit laws. Look, Thomas could have gone as far in this ruling, and thank God he was the one that wrote the piece, wrote the opinion, I should say. But he could have gone as far as saying that permits themselves were unconstitutional. In fact, if you read through the decision, which I'm about 53 pages word for word in, not just skimming over, but in a footnote, he did leave open the possibility to challenge permits and their constitutionality as well. So this is going to get very, very interesting. But here's what we need to be concerned with, and I don't want listeners to think that this is an open and shut done deal. It's not, because Hochul and Adams and Democrats in other states, including Murphy in New Jersey, are going to do everything in their power to violate this ruling. They're going to make it near impossible for people to exercise the law. We will be back in court with them. We know this from their history because we did it in Chicago. Every time they did it in Chicago and tried to skirt the new laws, we sued and we won. And that's getting ready to happen here. It's not open and shut. We've got a long road ahead of us to get them to comply.
Plus, this give a lot of grounds to stand on when challenged. But Justice Thomas wrote as part of the majority, and these are some really wise words. An individual's right to carry a handgun for self-defense outside of the home is not a second-class right. We know of no other constitutional right that an individual may exercise only after demonstrating to government officers some special need. And that is so true. So true.
Yeah, he's been wanting to say this in a decision in a case like this for years. We know this dating back to 2017 when the Supreme Court in conference refused to hear the Peruta case in California, which was similar in nature to this case, California's reasoning to get a permit. This case was better. We're glad that we waited. I'm glad that the court waited, and I'm glad that Thomas, in the writing for the majority, in the 6-3 majority in this case, got to weigh in. He's been all over this the Second Amendment being treated as a second-class right for many, many years. And he put a good stamp on this and a solid stamp, and you're right. We've got legs now. And moving forward, again, this doesn't end everything, but it puts us in the right direction. Also, keep in mind, 25 states are now constitutional carry. No permits are required.
Right. Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio and The Daily Defense, which you can find on the network. Let's talk, too, about this bipartisan bill that came together with the senators. So they decided, and they're now commenting on this. What are your thoughts of that going through?
Well, it looks like the Senate has already has passed the bill. What we have is 13 Republicans who have opened the door for more gun control, who, instead of showing leadership and not equating the actions of criminals to that of law-abiding citizens, or vice versa, however you want to phrase that, they've opened the door for more regulation and more infringements. And how ironic on a day that we've got this massive victory in the Supreme Court. There will be political price to pay for those Republicans on that committee, including Senator Cornyn. No doubt. Look, Cornyn made comments the other day when asked about the NRA statement. And when he said what he said, and I'm paraphrasing, is the NRA's business model will not allow them to support good public policy, to which I threw my phone across the room, went back and picked it up because it was still working, and screamed at it. That business model you're referring to, Cornyn, is called the Constitution. Huh. So these people have a lot to learn. There's going to be a lot of political payback for this. There's a lot to talk about that we don't have time for in here. I could even go into deeper. Is it a gun control bill? It's almost like the media wants to make it a gun control bill. So, yeah, we've got a lot to dig into.
Yeah, let me ask you about one common phrase that you hear over and over again whenever they talk about this. And there's a bill or something that gets passed. They'll say it's just common sense. What are your thoughts on that term into the application of gun control?
Well, let's take the 18 to let's apply that to the 18 to 20 year olds who are being infringed. When Cornyn and Lindsey Graham say that there's safeguards, the Second Amendment is protected, there are no infringements on your rights, tell that to the 18 to 20 year old who is now subjected to a deeper background check to extend beyond 3 days to maybe 10 days if we don't like what we see here and we're not sure that this person might be able to exercise their right because they're now being discriminated against by their age.
So ageism, is that what you're saying? Yeah,
correct. You know, look, here's why Murphy and the rest of them didn't put in the assault weapons ban and didn't put in the 18 to 21 restriction on purchase in that bill. First, they knew it wasn't going to pass muster in the Senate, even with the wishy-washy rhinos that the 13 that were involved. They knew that. But the real reason is because they know someone else is going to use a rifle to murder somebody in America, and they're going to be able to blame Republicans and say, look, we didn't go far enough. And these are the Republicans that left the door open by doing what they did instead of saying, no, we're slamming the door shut. No more gun control on Americans.
So, Mark, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they go?
ArmedAmericanRadio.com, ArmedAmericanNews.com, and we appreciate it.
Perfect. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. Thanks for coming again on to St. Louis in 97.
Thanks for having me, Ryan. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that was a big one with the Supreme Court yesterday, and more decisions expected here in about an hour and 15 minutes or so, 9 a.m. It's hard to believe, but yeah, that big abortion case, that's the one that I think everyone's watching. And probably the reason why they add in a special date of decisions for a weird Friday to release those things. In about an hour from now, in fact, we'll be talking to Brad Young, legal analyst and partner at Harris Dowell Fisher & Young, about this too. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is this Willie again?
This is Willie and Waylon.
You are so pumped up for this concert later. You cannot wait.
In 1 year, I will have seen the Rolling Stones, Paul McCartney, Elton John, and Willie Nelson. All legends.
Wow.
Talk about a geriatric oligarchy.
But I'm taking my 18-year-old to this show because I want her to see these people before she cannot see these people anymore.
That's smart.
You will watch this and you will like it.
I don't know about that. I don't think she's going to like it.
Strict.
She's missing a Dungeons and Dragons extravaganza to be at Willie Nelson.
Oh,
she's not
right?
happy. Yeah, she's not happy with that.
You know, some of my friends got into Dungeons and Dragons, and I haven't played yet, but I think next week will be my first time playing.
Oh, yeah?
Are you going to do it next week?
Yeah, next Thursday night.
I loved D&D as a kid. I played all the time.
It's back in fashion now, not because of Stranger Things, but Stranger Things
People
picked
like
up
it.
On it. Yeah.
A couple of food stories I want to bring up. First, as a follow-up from yesterday, I was talking about the Shake Shack, and they had this grand opening in Chesterfield. It was one of the only locations with a drive-through, and I got a message from Martha on Facebook, who said that they were part of the soft opening last night. So she got the invite and she went. She said, here were the prices. If you have three adults you're feeding, three cheeseburgers cost $18, three fries are $9, and three shakes are $18. Woo, boy, that's a
little pricey. Shake Shack.
That's $45 right there.
Yeah, pricey, more than that.
And they have beer, so you can get more. That's expensive as well.
Can't afford anything here, but I heard the shakes are great.
Yes, they are.
And the burgers are really good.
They probably have $9 beer night.
How can I afford that? Maybe if I rummage around their dumpster, I can catch something they were tossing. Something that's still technically good.
Not in Chesterfield.
Not in Chesterfield, they're not. There's this other story Fox 2 brought up. It's a story about two ex-Jimmy John employees in Sunset Hills. Have you heard the story about how they were embezzling? They had this giant scheme going?
Yeah, I just reported that a few minutes ago.
Now, this is quite the story. So the idea that employees could skim off the top somehow $100,000.
But it was over the course of a year. They were doing like $2,000 a week.
How?
That's amazing.
You keep hearing that restaurants have such slim margins. How could they get $2,000 a week?
And it was a husband and wife team.
Yeah. What was happening was someone would come in and buy a sub. They wouldn't run it through the register. They'd just take the cash and pocket it and give them the sub. So they were just collecting the money on the side. First question I thought was, how in the world were there that many people still paying with cash?
Yeah.
I thought everything was digital. And the way they got caught is that one night they realized, oh, this is kind of a low number for this night. Wait a minute. It's kind of strange. Every time these two work, it's always a low number. Something's not right here. That's a lot of money to be skimming off. You ever been to those places that have the sign up? They specifically tell you, if you don't get a receipt, contact the manager.
Yes.
Have you seen that sign?
Walgreens is one of those places.
Yeah.
They do it because of this. They're afraid that their employees are pocketing something on the side, not running it the legit way, and then keeping whatever it is. I also think that these two obviously work hard. I mean, they were enjoying the money that they were making on the side on top of whatever benefits they were receiving to be Jimmy John's employees. If they have that sort of ambition and the ability to run a business, I'm sure they could have done it on their own. They absolutely had the actions that could have made them money, but instead they decide to be thieves. And this is how it ends up. Sometimes some of the best business minds are thieves. But they just don't realize if they were to go legit, they would probably do just fine. I love Jimmy John's subs, by the way. They're so good.
I don't know if you noticed, the one on South Grand closed. There's like nothing left of it. I just walked by because I would visit there every once in a while. And there literally is no sign, nothing, no remnants, just gone.
The Jimmy John's subs, I think, are better than Subway. Do you got a preference between the two?
Yeah, Jersey Mike's.
Oh, Jersey Mike's is good too. There's some Firehouse really places. Oh, Firehouse! I forgot about that.
But Le Grand's is better than all of them. Le Grand's Deli is the best.
So, did St. Louis ever have Tubby subs? Was that a thing here?
I don't think so.
It was just a Detroit thing, maybe, or just a limited run in some certain areas. I always wonder. There's some great sub places out there, and even local shops. They're like Joya's has some of the best sandwiches.
Carl's
I've ever
Deli.
Had in my entire life. Oh, I haven't. I don't know if I've had one from there. Is that what you call your kitchen?
No, Carl's Deli is in Richmond Heights, Clayton.
So that's not what you say to your kids. Okay, we're eating at Carl's Deli tonight. All right, Dad, I guess we're eating at home.
Mom's Deli. There are a lot of local ones that are fantastic, LeGrand's is great too.
Yes.
Well, that's like the parent thing too. We got Carl's Deli at home. We don't need to go out and buy it.
You want a hamburger? I'll make you a hamburger. Yeah.
There's one McDonald's I want to try, though. A River de Pere Yacht Club Deli. Have you heard about this place?
What?
It is a hole in the wall, but I got a menu the other day, and it looks really good. Anybody out there?
Want to try all of these things. You know, it is Friday. It's a hungry, hungry Friday.
and Scott said when he walked in today, I'm really hungry.
For everything,
and now
yeah.
I'm really hungry.
Thanks.
Now I know. Wow. So now we're all going to go get subs today. All right.
Exactly.
All different places. We'll report back on Monday.
Right. The Mom's Deli roast beef with gravy is fantastic.
Oh, I bet that does sound so good. Anything with gravy. They put gravy on the sub?
And then it's roast beef, and you can have cheese on it or not, and you can have whatever you want on it. Then they put gravy, and then they microwave it for 1 minute, and it is fantastic.
Well, isn't that what a grand size is at Lion's Choice? They kind of put it on that deli sub.
Yes,
bread.
They do it at Lion's Choice. My wife was surprised one time when she ordered it, and she's like, this is a sub.
Yeah, it's like a king size or whatever they call it, but it's perfect for dipping. Oh, man.
The bread is always the key.
Yes.
The bread.
Yep. All right, so we're going to take a break, look at your news coming
and we're gonna
up
eat.
In the next hour. Yeah, I'm going to go upstairs and eat real quick. You guys want anything?
Yes.
Brandon Wilkinson's joining us, a candidate for Missouri's 3rd Congressional District. Brad Young, a legal analyst, joining us next hour, too. And Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, Saturday mornings here on 97.1. Lot to get to still in the show. Another hour of it left. Go eat if you can.
Go to Ryan's Deli.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. Go to Ryan's Deli, my kitchen, yes, on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.